This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We've got Heather, who's in Albany. She's the wife of a CEO. She's protesting along with so many people. Heather, how many people would you say are at this rally?
There's thousands.
Thousands. Wow. The picture's amazing. Everyone's talking, you know, chanting, hold the line and whatnot. What is the expectations? How many of those folks that are in that crowd are actually COs? You're obviously the spouse of a CO. Has your husband been terminated?
There's no official termination. Our health care has been terminated. I mean, they've gotten many threatening texts almost every day telling them that they're terminated. Like Groundhog Day every day with that.
I mean, that's got to be just psychologically taxing to have to deal with that. He knows, you know, he knows the consequences, yet he's still there now. And You've got, you know, scores of, if not hundreds of other COs and their family and supporters that are out there. You know, the message is clear, and we keep trying to, you know, we twist ourselves into, well, what do these COs actually want? I wish they would just tell us what they want. They've been saying this from day one. In fact, they've been saying this before there was a walkout. They've been talking about this HALT Act. They've been talking about the hours that they're working. What do you think is going to the takeaway of this protest in the backyard of where the HALT Act came from and where all these elected officials are? What do you hope the takeaway is going to be? Is there any conversation about maybe a meeting with some of the leaders of the rally?
I mean, we're hoping that this puts some pressure on Hochul to do something to make the prison safer for these guys. That's all they want. This isn't about the money. They want safer working conditions. That's really all. And she just keeps saying, oh, we gave you more money. Here, we'll give you $750 if we mandate you more than 16 hours a week. That's not what they want. They want to come home safe to their families every day.
Is this rally organic, or is this a part of the union? I mean, the union's got to be careful because they can't really be attached to something that is a walkout. We saw this game being played with some of the union representation. But is the union front and center at this rally, or is this more like just people coming together?
Nope, this was all orchestrated across the state by various COs. There is an attorney out here, Attorney Sussman, and he is waiting for the union to approve for him to speak to the mediator. The union will not respond to him. He sent out multiple messages to them since Friday, and they just are totally ignoring it.
That's really interesting, because that Sussman gentleman that you're talking about is actually a candidate down in, I think, Orange County. And he's been offering to join. He's a professional. He's an attorney, but he's also a mediator. And he was saying, look, I want to be a part of this. And they've completely cut him out of it. I mean, he's like, as a professional, this is what he does for a living. He's like, let me sit at the table and help hammer out an agreement. And they've just basically completely cut him off from all of that.
Yep, and from what we were told, the state wasn't even at the mediation.
Wow, that's crazy. And I believe he's a Democrat running. Yeah, he's running for like county executive in like downstate New York.
Yep.
But it's crazy to me that the outside professionals that have come in to say, hey, let's get to the bottom of this. So, I mean, what is your take? You're a spouse. You're I'm not talking to your husband. I'm talking to you. You obviously have seen this close. You understand all the missed, you know, holidays and birthdays and everything that your husband's had to endure, comes home working multiple days consecutively, exhausted. I'm sure when there is family time on holidays, if he is home for the holidays, he's exhausted. He's not it's not conducive to family life. It's got to put a tremendous amount of stress on your relationship, your family, all of these things. You know, when you hear about these agreements, the way you recruit more corrections officer is to say, look at this incredible quality of life if you do this dangerous job. The state isn't able to say any of that.
No. And when he signed up for this, we knew there would be missed holidays and missed birthdays. He signed up for this 10 years ago. It was totally different. But that was okay. He wasn't getting mandated 3-4 times a week, 24 hours of overtime, and, you know, each week, 48 in a paycheck. So it was okay if he missed the holiday. We celebrated, you know, a day later when he'd have a 4-day stretch off or whatever. But this wasn't what it was 10 years ago.
And I said that Sussman was a Democrat. He's a Republican, actually. I apologize. But anyway, Michael Sussman is the guy that has been civil rights attorney and is running for county executive in Orange County. Here's my question to you, Heather. When you look at this, your opinion, not your husband's opinion, but your opinion as a spouse, has this union done what a union's supposed to do? I understand the law, the Taylor Act, they've got to be careful, but my God, most of you are out there on your own. You're getting your own food, you're getting firewood from people that actually care about the corrections officers and law enforcers. But I mean, every time I see this union, it sounds almost like a parrot of what Kathy Hochul's saying.
Yeah, no, the union has done nothing for these guys. Even the last few years, they've been begging for them to do something to protect them. Bring in the body scanners, scan the legal mail, and the union refuses. A 79 council, there was other unions that have supported the strike, but NYSCOBA has not, and they refuse to do anything. I mean, it's apparent when they won't even approve for this attorney to speak to the mediator on corrections behalf.
How popular is Governor Kathy Hochul in that crowd?
Well, there's a sign that says Hochul is mean with a sad face. I can't get into other ones, but that should tell you, you know, right there.
It's not exactly going to be a rally to launch her reelection anytime soon?
No, I don't think so. And she could have really ended this by day two or three had she just come in with the safety measures. And it would have never been what it is now. We wouldn't have spent millions on the National Guard. But she refuses.
And let's talk about that National Guard. The National Guard, we got stories of just injuries to the National Guard. Young National Guard servicemen and women that are getting their butts handed to them. The violence in the prisons. We heard a bunch of people talking off the record. 20-year veterans of the corrections officers that have been doing the job said they've never seen it worse. There were fires, there's fights everywhere, and these National Guard guys are getting pounded, and they're just not cut out for that. That's not what they're trained to do, and they have no weapon system, so they're right. Being taken advantage of too.
And a good portion of them aren't even actually old enough to be hired by the state to be corrections officers.
Wow, that's crazy. You're right.
18, 19, 20-year-olds, they can't be corrections officers if they were hired by the state. They're legally not old enough. But here we are throwing them into the prisons with no training.
I mean, as far as when you look at this entire thing, the arguments about the HALT Act, it's almost impossible for Hochul or any Democrat in New York State that sponsored this bill and supported this bill to acknowledge that it's not a flawed piece of legislation, because clearly they've rolled back. They stopped implementing it for 90 days as part of a concession. So, I mean, what makes you think the HALT Act?
It's only the program part of the HALT Act that they stopped.
Right, but it doesn't make any sense. You wouldn't stop if it was a righteous piece of legislation that you're going to, you know, a hill that you want to die on as a Democrat.
Right.
You don't suspend any of it. You keep it going. You say it's not the HALT Act that's causing all these problems. And yet they acknowledge that the HALT Act is causing these problems. And then they went to the added step of literally putting in the policy of screening mail and screening visitors, which what the COs were talking about on day one. So you're making concessions to the corrections officers that acknowledge that their reason for walking out is justified. And then you're still at the same time saying that it's an unjustified walkout. I mean, both can't be true.
Right. No, she refuses to acknowledge any of it. She's just very bitter at this point, and she is hell-bent on not admitting she was wrong.
Is your husband's income, is he the main source of income for the family?
Yep, he is. I only can work part-time because of all the mandates that he's had. I have to be available for our three kids all the time. So, I can't ever count on him.
His job his profession impacts everything around your family dynamics. You have to work around that schedule. You can't bring in as much income as maybe you'd like to because of the fact that his demands are that way. So with all of that that you are sacrificing that's on the table that could potentially be taken away by New York Democrats if they fire your husband, is this worth it? Is he willing, are you as a spouse willing to go all the way and until you get a removal of the HALT Act and working conditions? Then I'm telling you, Heather, there's not a single union in the state of New York. There's not a union in America that would tolerate those consecutive days worked. No one, UAW, teachers, nurses, no one would tolerate that. Are you guys willing to say we're in this as long as it takes?
Yep, because I would rather him come home alive than have a job.
Wow. Wow, that sounds like you're not moving. No one's moving.
No.
So what is the future here, this rally? How long is it going to go on? Are you going to occupy Albany, or is this everyone going home? Is this a one-day thing?
We're really not sure. We're just kind of, there's buses that brought all these officers in. I'm not sure if people are staying and coming back tomorrow. It's probably a one day. I don't know if we'll be back, next week. It's really all kind of up in the air. We're hoping that this puts some pressure on and they can come to some kind of safe agreement for the officers and for the incarcerated individuals, because their safety is also at risk with what's going on.
Maybe if you guys all start speaking Spanish and say you're from Venezuela, the state will put you in hotels and take care of your
accommodations. I have said that. This is the only strike in America where they're like, please don't let us get killed. And their employer is like, sorry, no can do.
No can do. But if you're from Trinidad, Aragua, Kathy Hochul will do anything she can to make sure that you have the ability to work in the state of New York. It's one of the most twisted things in the world. I got to tell you, Heather, obviously we do radio. We talk to people from all over the district, all over the region and the state, the country. And every single time people educate themselves on what's happening with corrections officers, I don't have the polling. And maybe that's the subtext of why we don't have polling. I can't find a single person that's anti-corrections officer. I can't find anyone out there that is literally saying that, this isn't a righteous reason to walk off a job.
Right.
They don't exist.
All the communities that are supporting these guys and girls like crazy, they drop stuff off nonstop. You sit out at the line and that's all you see is cars pulling over, dropping off coffee and food and local businesses. They've donated so much to these guys. It's just crazy. And then, Hochul wants to close 5 more prisons. So there's that.
Well, that's the thing. And all that does is make it more stressful, because now you're going to have to move potentially to a new place because your prison's closed. And the other thing is it just adds more prisoners. Well, I mean, one way is it adds more prisoners to the limited amount of prisons that are remaining. The other thing is we just let these people walk the streets and you want it to get real. You want to hear the COs, become the most popular people in the state of New York. Why don't you let the cops and the citizens deal with the scum that's inside these prisons? I mean, these are some horrible human beings that your husband and his colleagues have to not only protect each other from, they have to protect the prisoners from each other. And by the way, Heather, I'm hearing from people that were formerly in prison that are saying they want to repeal the HALT Act. Prisoners are saying they are less safe for corrections officers not to have the authority and the discretion to make decisions to safeguard other prisoners. I mean, what is the demographic that Kathy Hochul is appealing to here? What is she? Is there a large felon vote that are delegates of Kathy Hochul?
Probably New York City.
God, I mean, it's maddening. This whole thing is nuts. So, Heather, what is the message? What's the message you want to extend? What can people do? We constantly bring up this story up to the forefront, but we don't ask the question of what can people do to support COs right now? What, there are so many people out there that just said, look, I'm with you 100%, but because of my age or my health, I'm not able to go out there and sing with you and scream and hold a sign. What can people do to support what the COs are doing?
Write to your local senators, right to Hochul, donate to the guys out on the line. That's really just, and keep sharing everything. Keep sharing all the stories, all the videos you see of the inmate on inmate and inmate on officer violence that are now circulating all over social media.
They're everywhere. And some of these things, you're watching people getting stabbed and their throats slit. Yep. I mean, this is no joke. This is some serious stuff. People are dying in these videos and we're just watching it like this is the job. I don't think anyone has any concept of what that line of work entails. And, and to hear about it during the strike is one thing, but this strike eventually is going to end, and the attention needs to be paid to this job.
Yeah, and they have no plan on if these officers don't go back to work. That was apparent in Commissioner, the DOCS Commissioner's press release yesterday. They don't know what they're going to do.
They held a press conference on Monday, and what Heather just said, she's the wife of a CO who's in Albany right now as this rally's going on. What Heather just said is actually in the, when you watch that press conference that she, that they did with Jackie Bray, who's the Homeland Security Chief of New York State, there is no plan outside of the National Guard getting their butts kicked without weapon systems or without training. That is the backup plan. And they're willing to put 7,500, 8,000 National Guard troops in our prisons. They have no backup plan if these, if they fire these COs or if these COs don't go back to work. That's true.
Yep, no plan. So in one breath, they would say, you know, we're terminating all of you. We're terminating your health insurance. And in the next breath, they're like, but please come back to work. So which is
What would it take? Are any, as far as, you know, the people that you talk to and the people... that you're, you know, the wives and other COs. Has anyone been intimidated by these text messages or emails? Have there been a few that have gone back to work?
There's been a handful of people that have gone back to work that have various things and various reasons. But altogether, it's very stressful for these guys and female officers. They just, they're in a hard place. They don't want to not be able to support their family, provide the insurance, all of that. But they also want to come home alive.
Amen to that. Hey, listen, so many people are with you. They're praying for you. They're supporting you. They're giving food. They're giving whatever you guys need. But this audience in particular, keep the social media going. Share this stuff. Send all this to Congressman Tim Kennedy, to Senator Sean Ryan. Send it to Mark Poloncarz until he has the intestinal fortitude to make a comment about it. Send it to Jeremy Zellner, his Democrat party that is responsible for most of this. And don't forget Senator Salazar, the author of the HALT Act. She is the socialist working family lunatic that gave us this strike. This is Kathy Hochul's doing. This is Senator Salazar's doing, and all the people that voted for it in our Western New York delegation. Why are they not with this union? They're with every other union. They're with baristas, Heather, but not your husband.
Right. Yep.
Go get them. Stay strong. Keep us updated on what's going on. Appreciate your phone call.
Thank you for your service.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.